Blog Talk Radio.
From deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America, without a compass, without a map, Blog Talk Radio and Wildlife Educational Services presents Larry Batson's Wild World. Discover the wonders of the natural world with nationally known wildlife educator Larry Batson as we visit his wild world.
Well, hello everyone from the rather tropical feeling remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana. This is Larry Batson. You are listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on this magical network we call Blog Talk Radio. As we send out a big hello to all of our listeners around the world and across North America, we've had a bunch, and we really appreciate it. As always, our studio producer, Melissa Hovey, Wayne Larson is our technical engineer, and from the massive Wild World News Studios tonight, we're so excited because our guest is going to be one of our favorite people that we ever have on the show, all the way from Hollywood, Shelley Leibowitz.
That's right, one of our favorites. You know, he's been on the show so much here lately. I think he might be after my job.
And from
nobody wanted you.
I think he has no interest.
I'm keeping my eyes on him.
From the
I'm going to be Dr. Knight. He's going to be Dr. Day.
Dr. Henry Day. Good evening, doctor.
Good evening. You know, I saw my first cicada shell today.
Well, lucky you.
Yep, my first one of the season. And I've been enjoying the lightning bugs, too.
I have to tell you the truth. You know, we live out here in the middle of nowhere, and I saw the first one last night. And my hummingbird feeders, I have to confess, they have battles to get to them now. I think there's about 20 hummingbirds racing across our yard to our feeders. So that was pretty cool. You know, Dr. Day?
We're not telling any more hummingbird stories tonight after last week's story.
No, we're not. We won't go into that. This part of Larry Batson's Wild World is brought to you by We Want You Cottages at Chautauqua Lake, New York, way up in Maysville, New York, western part of the state. What a great place to stay. Peter and Kathy Weimer, they host, I don't know how many cabins and cottages they have, but it's absolutely spectacular. Chautauqua Lake's about the size of an ocean, great musky fishing, walleye fishing, perch, bluegill, it's all there. Go to their website, wewantyou.com, and also remember, Google this, everybody, Chautauqua Lake Bigfoot Expo. You can have the opportunity to see the first trailer or introduction into the streaming video, which will be out soon on the Chautauqua Lake Bigfoot Expo, and that will be coming along shortly. We encourage everyone to do that. Or go to their website, wewantyou, wewanchu.com. And check out their cottages, plan a trip to Western New York. They make it possible for Larry Batson's Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time from his broadcasting mecca in Indianapolis, Indiana, the distinguished Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News.
Good evening. This is Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News for June 27th. Now, we've got a really important guest on tonight, and we're going to kind of scamper through the news. All right, now, we've got a lot of listeners in Alaska.
We do.
Now, if you have any family or friends that live there, they could use a little help. Well, for instance, Fairbanks. Stores there are running short of mosquito repellent. It is that time of the year. Now, shoppers have cleared the shelves of repellent to combat the larger-than-normal hatch of mosquitoes this year.
I've got a very interesting mosquito story about Alaska. I'll say it as quickly as possible, but I knew a couple of fellows which brought back this repellent called Muscol. It was from Norway. It was 99% DEET, not hardly any alcohol, and it worked phenomenal. And a group of guys went up there to go moose hunting. And this guy would get up every morning before he put any clothes on and cover his entire body with this repellent. And the mosquitoes wouldn't come within 20 foot of him. Well, the guys started watching him because he was ever batting at mosquitoes. The mosquitoes were eating the rest of the guys. And one morning, they saw him get prepared. They saw that bottle of Muscol. And one of the guys in that trip offered him $1,000 for that repellent.
I guess. Well, you could probably get that from a container of repellent right now.
Well, but
and like our mosquitoes here, they're just little mosquitoes. They're the size of sparrows.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
All right, we want to say thank you to our firefighters tonight. We're heading off to Surprise, Arizona.
Mm.
Firefighters have saved an exotic bird from a scorching car after a woman accidentally locked her keys inside. Now, firefighters gave Rusty, the cockatoo, some oxygen, placed cool water on him, and then packed his wings with ice. He perked up in about 15 minutes. Then the owner took him to an emergency vet where Rusty is back to normal.
Well, good for the firefighters.
The vet should have removed the bird from the owner.
Yeah, really.
That's our guest tonight, wasn't it? Shelley Leibowitz.
That's Shelley Leibowitz.
That's right. All right, we want to firemen to the rescue again. Salt Lake City firefighters will call to rescue an iguana after a resident in a downtown apartment building reported the pet lizard had crawled out onto a fifth-floor window, onto a balcony, and then into a tree. Now, it took about an hour to rescue the iguana, which only weighed like 3 pounds and was about 3 feet long.
Well, good for those. That's great. I've got a lot of iguana stories. I can still remember my father-in-law coming over for Thanksgiving, and he was sitting on a couch, and little did he know we had a 5-foot iguana that would roam the house. And it was perched right behind his head, but he had no idea. And I went and got my camera. I said, "Hey, Dad." He goes, "Yeah." I said, "I'd like to get a picture of you and that big lizard behind you." Jesus, he climbed out of that chair so fast he wouldn't believe it.
Well, that's normal if you're at your place. You've got to expect that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right.
All right, where's the best place to hang out this summer? Well, apparently it's southeastern New Hampshire. Yeah, State Fish and Game Conservation officers say a bear was hanging out near a Laconia Dairy Queen, but he seems to be gone for now. The officer said the yearling bear took up temporary residence 12 feet up an oak tree near the restaurant.
So
if you like Dilly Bars and Mr. Misty's.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm lost, but I'm with
you. We've got some new births to report. Let's start in Oklahoma. An endangered snow leopard was born at the Tulsa Zoo. Now, the cub now is 7 weeks old, and it had two siblings that did not survive.
Oh,
so we're very lucky. But there are only about 4,000 to 6,000 snow leopards left in the wild.
They're pretty tough to raise in captivity, the cubs. Well, it's a miracle that any of them survive in the wild, but they're pretty tough.
Yeah, well, we're happy for that new birth. All right, we've got a new birth in Norfolk. Virginia Zoo officials reported the birth of a cassowary chick, which is one of only 5 such births in the U.S. zoos over the past decade.
Wow.
Yeah, now cassowaries are flightless birds that are native to a tropical forest of New Guinea and northeastern Australia, and then some of the surrounding islands.
All right, yeah, they're beautiful.
Yes, they are.
And they're big
and quite lizard-like.
Yeah, quite lizard-like.
All right, this is an interesting story. A baby rhino born at the Montgomery Zoo in Alabama has been named Ethan after the Midland City boy who was taken hostage in a bunker in February.
Cool.
Yeah, I guess that's cool. I'm not quite sure what to think about that. But anyway, a new baby rhino at the Montgomery Zoo.
Yeah, good news.
All right, for our listeners in Vermont, starting next month, it will be illegal to feed bears in the state.
Well.
Yeah, and as we learned last week, that's just not a good idea anyway. The man who was attacked by a bear that was feeding it at a church picnic is still in the hospital.
You
never invite a bear to Kentucky Fried Chicken, you know.
I was just thinking, Dr. Day, I don't know what Dave Davies would say about that.
Oh,
you know, you should never give your weenie to a big furry animal.
All right, now you want to do the local news?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
All right, now have you heard about the alligator at the pyramids?
I have.
Now, I know you do a radio show there every week.
I do, yes.
On the 8th floor of the pyramids. And
every Sunday, 12 to 7, the 80s on Sunday.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I offered my services. They say there's no alligator in there. They're saying it's mother ducks followed by baby ducks is what they're seeing. So, I don't know.
Yeah, well, we just might have to do a recon mission ourselves.
Well, I only told them, I said, well, I've only had 35 years of catching alligators experience, so what would I know? They didn't take that very well.
Yep, and you have quite a collection yourself.
I do. I'll end up with it. If they catch it, whoever catches it, I'll end up with it.
I know. I know. That's just the way it is. Well, at least we know it'll go to a good home. He'll take good care of it.
Yeah.
All right. How are we doing on time tonight?
We're doing great.
Better be moving on with the Wild World facts for the day.
Oh, man. I've been waiting for them.
Okay. Well, a giraffe's heart is huge. It weighs 25 pounds, is 2 feet long, and has walls up to 3 inches thick.
Really?
That's pretty impressive, isn't it? Now, can you think of another creature with a huge heart?
Were you going to say Shelley Leibowitz?
You know, I was. That's right.
She's a day bird.
All right, now dogs, cats, dolphins, whales, bats, and mice can all hear ultrasound, which are sounds with a frequency of above 20,000 hertz, which are inaudible to the human ear, except for Shelley Leibowitz.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah.
It's going to be one of those nights, is it?
All right. Now, I wanted to end the Wild World Facts tonight with a story about an ark.
Oh.
Now, we're all familiar with Noah's Ark, right?
Yeah, somewhat.
All right. Well, this is a little different kind of a story. All right. German astrologer Johannes Stoeffler predicted in 1949 that the world would be engulfed in a great flood on February the 20th, 1524. Now, a lot of people believed in him. One of those was German Count von Egelheim, who made like Noah and built a 3-story ark. On the day of the big event, the crowds gathered at the riverbank to mock the good count. Well, then it started to rain. The people panicked and stormed the ark. The count protested, so he was stoned to death. And I think I've done enough tonight. That's the Wild World News for June 27th.
How stoned you have to be to get stoned to death.
That must take a while. Anyway, once again, a fantastic job done.
Well, I want everybody to get ready. We're going to have a good show with Maestro Shelley Leibowitz
tonight.
Dr.
Day.
Absolutely.
Dr. Day never ceases to amaze me.
He never ceases.
Well, thank you, Shelley, and I can say the same to you.
Let's leave it at that.
Done by Dr. Day and his staff at the Wild World News headquarters in Indianapolis, Indiana. Want to remind everybody to go to our website, LarryTheAnimalGuy.com. Tells all about our wildlife rescue work that we do. Our wildlife education programs, our new book, Alphabet Swamp, is available. Of course, tonight's program is so very, very special because our good friend Shelley Leibowitz had a big surprise for us a couple of weeks ago. SRI Records have put together a wonderful collection of music that helped raise money for our animal family. We appreciate it so much. All these donations make it possible for Larry Batson's Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio. One of the wonderful recordings available on the new Larry Batson's Wild World Music Collection, made possible by SRI Records and our good friend Shelley Leibowitz. I have to tell you, Shelley, and I've said this before, that gave me goosebumps.
Well, you bump up easily, don't you?
Tony Bennett, my Lord, I'm so humbled, I tell you.
Well, you know, look, you do great work, so we got to give that great recording to get people to go to the hip. Don't be cheap, boys and girls.
Well, that is
and if you're little, do you remember the old Soupy Sales bit?
Yeah.
Soupy Sales got kicked off TV for telling kids on early morning TV show, go and tiptoe into Mommy and Daddy's room and take all the green pieces of paper out of Daddy's wallet and send it to Uncle Soupy. And a lot of people did it. These kids did it. So he got bumped right up TV.
Oh, my God.
Well, we need some of the little boys and girls out there to go to the hip.
That's right.
Well, what he's been so generous to do, if you make a donation to our Animal Family Wildlife Educational Services, you can get this outstanding selection of music, rock and blues, and jazz, country, and the list of artists, Willie Nelson, Dolly Parton, Waylon Jennings, Freddie Fender, Hank Williams, Little Richard, Roy Orbison, Elvis Presley, Mitch Ryder, the Archies. It just goes on and on, Shelley.
Well, we've got some good stuff for you. And but some of the stuff has not been heard before.
Mm-hmm.
The Elvis Presley we just unearthed recently. It was prior to his first recording contract for Sun. Recorded
wow.
out in front, live in front of a radio station, right out in front. And it's terrific.
My goodness. Well, what everybody needs to do is go to our website, LarryTheAnimalGuy.com, and check our money order for more $15 or more, and you've got the collection sent to your computer. We just need your email. And it's absolutely fantastic. I still can't believe it. We've already had some people that have had given donations and had the opportunity. We'd like to thank the Swihart family in Warsaw for helping us out. They were the kind that gave us a very impressive donation, and then we sent them the collection of music. And these are all people that you knew, huh, Shell?
Well, most of them, you know, was for the most part, you know, except for a couple of people, you know, I wasn't very well,
well you,
I didn't know Billy Holiday since you died before, you know, I was kind of little. You know?
Well, yeah, I was not. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to be.
But Tony Bennett, this Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra is really early Frank Sinatra. Mm-hmm. It was recorded right after he left the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra before he got his first recording contract. And so that's it. If you're a music collector, some really, really nice stuff here. You know, in jazz, Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra, Mel Torme, Billie Holiday, and a track that I produced with Ray Brown Jr. and James Moody doing Sunnyside of the Street, which is just terrific. So you have a nice group of music here.
Oh, it absolutely is. And to tell you the truth, tonight's the first because of my silly, stupid computer's dial-up, so it takes like 2 days to download any music. But the response I've already heard from
it's a crank. It's a dial-up. I thought it was a crank, you know?
Oh, gosh. But our friend Andy Walmer.
What we did, though, is we broke it down into four different files, each one separate jazz file, blues, country, and rock and roll. So instead of somebody trying to download the whole thing at one time, which might take a really, really long time if you have a solid connection, you can do one at a time. You can do one a day. You can do it any way you want to do it.
Well, that
makes it a little more convenient.
Yeah. And that's what I was so impressed about. And they've come up with a wonderful cover, which I couldn't believe. I mean, do you remember Dr. Day? Shelley was on a couple weeks ago, and he just brought this up that he was going to do this to help us raise money.
Yeah, quite unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a question for Shelley about Frank Sinatra. Is it true when he started making movies that he didn't really have a butt, so they made a fake butt for him to wear?
No, because if you look at any of the movies, there wasn't nothing back there.
So he didn't have a fake butt.
No, he had a stand-in butt, but that was all of the story.
I am so sorry,
but
I am.
You know, Frank had a great sense of humor, but sometimes he had a short temper too. So it was a great combination.
That kind of happens when people get famous sometimes, doesn't it?
You know, understand that Frank was backed by the mob, and that's really what helped him get started. So he was used to having those guys around him. He could do no wrong if he wanted to just whack somebody in the mouth and walk away. You know, the goons would take over from there. You know, so he had that kind of an attitude. But he had if he wasn't in a terrible mood, he was a great guy to be around.
I'll bet. Our guest tonight, Shelley Leibowitz with SRI Records. Here's a little selection from the brand new downloadable album, Larry Batson's Wild World Music Collection on SRI Records, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
We were young when I first met you. We didn't know each other till our friendship grew. To this very day, we still be. Everybody.
our guest tonight. That's
okay, Mr. Batson. We're looking.
That's not on the collection. That's Chloe Wilder.
No, it's not. That's Chloe's new single. You know, you played her charity song last week. The last
sure
one was
we
on.
Did.
Well, I want to tell you that I know you were touched by the lyric and that whole thing. I got a message this morning from Chloe, from the father of the two daughters.
Yes.
Who committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, it's been 8 months today since Aaron's death.
Yeah.
I want to thank Chloe for the song.
How nice.
And
wow.
I was like, you know, it just gets to you, you know, got to me, you know.
Yes.
I can't imagine the heartache those four people went through. All right, but...
Oh.
All right, so just so that you know that one song is not on the collection. Let me give everybody a rundown, okay, what's on this. In the blues department here is Dust My Broom by Elmore James, Good Time Charlie by James Cotton, Johnny
wow.
Hooker doing Hard Times, I'd Rather Go Blind, a live version by Etta James, and Singing the Blues by Delbert McClinton. You know, in country, Waylon Jennings doing... Crying, you know, the Buddy Holly tune.
Yeah.
Face of a Fighter by Willie Nelson. Dolly Parton doing a live version of I Will Always Love You. Hank Williams doing Jambalaya and Freddie Fender doing a live version of Wasted Days and Wasted Nights. In jazz, Tony Bennett, Anything Goes, Sinatra, Dance, Ballerina Dance. Mel Tomé, I Can't Give You Anything But Love. Billy Holiday, Lover Come Back to Me, and James Moody with Ray Brown Jr. doing Sunny Side of the Street. And in the rock is all legends. Elvis Presley, It's All Right, Mama. Long Tall Sally by Little Rich. Sugar Sugar by the Archies. Sweet and Easy Love by Roy Orbison. And Mitch Ryder and Detroit Wheels live in Michigan doing C.C. Ryder.
My Lord. That's just incredible. Just incredible. We are so in debt to SRI Records and Shelley.
We're not worthy.
You do great. You do important work. You do important work. And it helps stimulate some people to donate. Wonderful. You know, if you can donate in any way, you get a bonus round.
Yeah, oh, gosh.
Just tell
almighty.
Your friends. You know, it's phone and Abe. Come on.
Yeah, well, go to our website, LarryTheAnimalGuy.com. There it has our address. Just send us a check or money order, $15 or more. You know, it's going to add up, folks. So you don't understand how important it is. And rescue tigers alone cost us roughly about $200 a week to maintain. So that gives you some idea in the cost of $800 a year, $9,600. A year to feed these things, and they're so important. They're all ambassadors of the wild. People have an opportunity to see them, especially when they're youngsters, for the kids in the schools that we visit. It hopefully gives them a reason why we need to save our national parks, our national forest, and these animals do need a place on this planet, because when there's no room for the animals, I'm afraid we're next. That's what it all boils down to. We're going to take a short break. Folks, you're listening.
Well, let me say one thing real fast.
Okay. Yes.
You know, I get really upset when you hear people talk about it, like we're more entitled to be here than the animals, or we're any better than the animals. We're all, you know, animals, one sort or another. We all should share the planet.
That's right. Even Dr. Day.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Well, isn't it going extinct now?
Yeah, there's
only one of those. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio. Here's a hot topic about our wildlands and living with the natural role of fire.
Yard work is not just a matter of pride when you live in the wildland urban interface. It's also about survival. Here are some FireWise tips that can help protect your home from wildland fire. Prune your trees 6 to 10 feet above the ground. Remove dead leaves and branches and dispose of them before fire season. Water your lawn regularly and store firewood away from the house. Be prepared for a fire emergency by having a plan for your family and pets. Learn more at our website and then sit back and enjoy. You worked for it.
This hot topic was made possible by the Teresa and H. John Hines III Foundation. Learn more about the natural role of fire, how to protect your community, and get the latest fire information. Visit the National Interagency Fire Center website at nifc.gov. That's nifc.gov.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back to Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, here's your host, Larry Batson.
Hello, everyone. This is Larry Batson. We're going to be back with our good friend Shelley Leibowitz from Hollywood, California, in just a few moments. We want to thank McGregor Mountain Lodge for helping us with the program. They are our underwriter for the second half. If you've never been to Colorado, the Rocky Mountains, Estes Park, Rocky Mountain National Park, you're really missing something very special that we have in this country. And McGregor Mountain Lodge is one of the best hosts for visitors into that area. Your cabin, lodge, whatever you decide to go with on your vacation, you're right on the edge of the park. You'll see wildlife out your back door. I guarantee it. And you're right there in the Rockies, right across from Deer Mountain, one of the most impressive mountains that you'll ever see. The foothills of Long's Peak, over 14,000 feet that mountain climbs, and it's absolutely extraordinary. Go to their website, McGregorMountainLodge.com. And right now they've got a very special offer where you can get a cabin and a hot tub for $79 a night in God's country, Estes Park, Colorado, on the boundaries of Rocky Mountain National Park. They make it possible for Larry Batson's Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio.
I was all right for a while, for a while I could smile, until I saw you last night, you held my hand so tight, then stopped to say hello. You wished me well, you couldn't tell that I'd been. I'll be crying.
amazing voice of Waylon Jennings crying, part of the collection that SRI Records, Shelley Leibowitz, has put together for this fundraising effort. We're calling it Larry Batten's Wild World Music Collection. And God love Shelley Leibowitz, because I'll tell you, that's just fantastic.
My pleasure. I have to correct myself before, because I mentioned, I said it was a Buddy Holly tune. That's actually a Roy Orbison song.
Oh. Yeah, and he does a spectacular job on it. Waylon.
Yeah, he did. Waylon Jennings was a terrific voice. And I don't know if you know it, but he was on tour with Buddy Holly and the Crickets. Yeah, he was one of the Crickets in the beginning.
I did not know that. Wow. I don't know why that seems weird to me.
It a little weird.
I dressed, because Waylon Jennings.
Speak a little weird, isn't Dr. D?
Well, thank you.
But all this fantastic music is available for you to download. All you have to do is go to my website, LarryTheAnimalGuy.com. It has all the information. Or you can send your check or money order to WES, $15 or more. Also include that email so we can get the music to you, and you'll have a fantastic collection. In fact, I asked Shelley after they had sent me that this music that they were going to do. I says, wow, I wonder if we could put it on a CD. Folks, this is 4 CDs worth of music. It's amazing.
Well, part of it is, some of these songs are not traditional record release length,
mm-hmm.
they're much, much longer, and
yeah.
Certain, some of the blues tunes are very, very long, that I have to tell you, but there are a couple of real special treats. Little Richard doing Long Tall Sally, his band that night included Jimi Hendrix on guitar and Billy Preston on keyboards.
Oh, my gosh.
So, there's some really special recordings.
Oh, my gosh. Now, that gave me cold chills. You're right. I get cold chills very easily. I need my thyroid checked. But that's incredible, Shel. I did not realize that.
Yeah, well, Richard, quite often when he was on tour, he would take a lot of different musicians with him. And Jimi Hendrix, a lot of people don't realize some of the stuff he did. He was part of Joey Dean's Starlighters. He was a member of the Starlighters before he went to England, before
mm-hmm.
he got his real break in England. As a matter of fact, he left. He gave Joey D a guitar in exchange for money for plane tickets to Europe. Joey still has a guitar.
Wow, and that's where he would meet up with Chaz Chandler, and the rest is history.
Yep, that's right.
And put together that guy. Well, I can remember Little Richard talking about Jimi Hendrix and how he'd be singing and the audience would be going crazy. And he'd look over his shoulder and see Jimmy playing the guitar with his teeth, basically upstaging Little Richard, and that didn't go over very well.
No. You can, you can't do that to Richard, God bless him. Richard's, just about 80 years old. He's the queen of rock and roll. But, Richard is the one. There are a lot of people, Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll. But Little Richard's influence can't be understated. It really can't be. What he did. And it's a funny thing to laugh at this. We were talking about doing an all-star tribute to Richard,
Mm-hmm.
Actually for his 75th birthday, and we never got it done. But he said to me, he wanted all these different people, and he was mentioning all his friends that he wanted. Everybody from Paul McCartney to Keith Richards and all these other people. And he said, to me, there's one guy I don't want. I said, okay, Richard, who's that? He says, one boy you can't invite. He said, who's that? He says, you can't invite Prince. He stole my look.
He did. I can see that. Absolutely.
No, he looks like his illegitimate son.
He does. Well, the Beatles stole a lot of their vocal techniques from Little Richard.
Paul and John always said how much that they listened to Little Richard. And, well, you know, Keith Richards and Mick Jagger both said that if it wasn't for Little Richard, they wouldn't have been playing music, you know.
Wow.
That's who they listened to more than anybody else. And then he got into more of the of other R&B artists, but Little Richard was the first one. There's that raw rock feel that that captivated them. So
yeah.
And a lot of people, and a major influence like that.
Well, it's all part of this wonderful recording that Shelley's put together for us, Larry Bassin's Wild World Music Collection. Little Richard doing Long Tall Valley.
Get it while you can, boys and girls.
Yeah,
get it while you can, boys and girls.
You won't be able to buy this anywhere else. I mean, like you said,
not available
very,
in stores.
It's not available in stores, and you need to go to my website, LarryTheAnimalGuy.com. My address is there, or send me a, if you can't find my address, send me an email. I'll tell you how to get the money to us. $15 or more, and we can send this wonderful collection of music to you, which includes Willie Nelson, Dolly Parton, Waylon Jennings, which we just heard, Freddie Fender, Hank Williams, Little Richard with Jimi Hendrix, I can't believe it.
And Billy Preston.
Oh, and Billy Preston, that's right, the sixth Beatle, or the fifth Beatle, excuse me. I think Brian Epstein always thought he was the fifth Beatle. Elvis Presley, even before he was Sun Records, Mitch Schroeder, the Archies. Let's listen
if,
to another
if you're,
track.
If you're a fan, if you're, let me say this: if you're a fan of Elvis Presley, this is something you want to own. This is truly something you want to own. It's live. The girls are already screaming. He hadn't signed a recording contract with Sun yet. And even though it's live in front of a radio station, without the modern technology we have today, it still sounds terrific. If you're a fan of Elvis, this is worth it.
Oh, man. Oh, man. That's what he would say, wouldn't it be, Dr. Day? Oh, man. Here's another selection from Larry Batson's Wild World. I love saying that. Wild World Music Collection right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to sit out here and shake and rattle and roll for you all night, but we're booked in Alcatraz tomorrow night. We've got a long drive ahead of us. So we'd like to do one more little song for you. We had a request to do this song right here. We hope you like it. It's called... I don't know what it's called, but we're going to sing it anyway.
Wow. You were right, Joy. That's breathtaking.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Well, if you're a fan of Elvis Presley, you're not going to get this anyplace else.
No, no.
That's really cool.
And his voice was, it was so, it was just stellar already. I mean, what a talent.
You know,
what a talent.
I have to, obviously, even to the very end, the voice was there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time I saw him, he was in Vegas. I was asked to come see him, you know, and I had seen Elvis many times before. But he was so out of shape, and he was sweating, and he, you know, he was doing too many, you know, inhalables or ingestibles or whatever he was doing. And it was just, you know, it was, the voice was there, but everything else wasn't, you know, it just wasn't right. And I remember Tommy came to get me after the show. I came backstage to see Elvis, and Elvis, you know, gives me a hug, and he's, I'm glad you came. He's, how was the show? And it was awful. But I couldn't tell him that. So the only thing I could do is I looked him straight in the eye, and I patted him on the cheek. I said, there's only one Elvis.
That's right.
You know, and he just smiled. And, you know. But, you know, it was a shame. But, man, that voice was that voice.
Oh, it was. I mean, it was just, I mean, and going back to earlier in the show, it's just like, you know, you can hear Elvis's voice and automatically identify it. And here, 2 weeks ago, we heard Chloe Wilder's voice for the first time.
Yep.
When that recording came up, I identified it instantly. Immediately.
I mean, she's a real treat. She is a real treat.
Yeah,
she really is.
And you know how important that is.
Well, I'm 17 years old, you know?
You know, we always make the joke, how would Mick Jagger or Bob Dylan would have done on American Idol? But the thing is that their voice is so distinguished.
Bob Dylan on American Idol. That's a comedy routine. Isn't that Bob Dylan on American Idol?
That would be.
Speak English. Man, leave.
So I'm sure somebody's done that.
The first time I met Dylan, he wasn't even using the name Dylan yet. He was playing in a coffee shop in Greenwich Village. And, you know, it was before he started to talk that sing-songy type of thing he was got into. You couldn't understand him. It was just, I remember about 15 years ago, I ran into him in some place in Mississippi, I'm trying to remember where, I don't remember where. And I go talk to him, and he goes, I said, "Oh, cut it out, you're a Jew from Minnesota."
Oh, my Lord. Our guest tonight, Shelley Leibowitz, we're talking about the charitable offering that he has given us from SRI Records out of Hollywood. It's a great download. It's called Larry Batson's Wild World Music Collection. It's got numerous artists. We just heard Elvis Presley recording that no one has heard. And it's available on this download for $15 or more. Go to my website, LarryTheAnimalGuy.com. You send check or money order and your email, and we'll get this music out to you. You will be so happy. We're so thrilled that he has decided to do this for us. Like I said, I'm very humbled, Mr. Leibowitz. This is a fantastic piece of merchandise.
If you're a music lover at all, it's well worth it. You're not going to get this at twice the price anyplace else, aside from the fact you won't hear these recordings anywhere else. So if you enjoy what Larry does, which I'm sure you do, if you otherwise you wouldn't be listening, and if you want to help out and you want to get a great music collection, now's the time.
It is the time. Let's listen, Mr. Larson, another selection from, I love saying this, Larry Batson's Wild World Music Collection, Blog Talk Radio.
The wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any young singer ought to listen to her music and might give them an inkling of how it's done.
Now, Shelley didn't...
Well, it's always good to learn from the people coming before you, you know?
Yeah.
Shelley, didn't Dolly write that song?
Yes, she did. You know, Dolly's a great songwriter. Most people don't realize how many great songs she's written.
Oh, I tell you, it's absolutely incredible, and the music on this download, folks, is absolutely incredible. Willie Nelson, Dolly Parton, Freddie Fender, Hank Williams, very rare recordings by Elvis Presley, Little Richard with Billy Preston and Jimi Hendrix, Mitch Ryder, the Archies, Delbert McCoy. It's such a great combination of music. John Lee Hooker, James Cotton, Billie Holiday, Tony Bennett, which we heard a little bit earlier, Mel Torme, and of course, Frank Sinatra, Ray Brown Jr., and James Moody, recording that we found out tonight that Mr. Leibowitz produced himself, so that's very exciting. And gosh, it's such an honor to have this collection available to us.
Well, boys and girls, you know what you need to do.
That's right. You need to go to my website, LarryTheAnimalGuy.com. And that'll tell you how to get the funds to us, $15 or more donation. I hate to say this, folks, the more the merrier. It really helps support us. It's with the facility that we maintain, it's expensive.
Do it now, boys and girls. Now's the time.
Yeah, we want to make sure that we have an opportunity. I just turned 61, and I'm planning on doing this hopefully for another 20 years at least, and visiting.
Which way did you have to turn? Did you turn left or did you turn right?
Well, I turned left, and that was the wrong way, because since then it's like somebody says,
right,
what is
the alligator?
Yeah, really. Yeah, I turned left. That will take you right to the alligators. You'll be in big trouble real quick as you go by the bears. And we were talking earlier how the male bear, they've just come out of the mating season. So if you're going into the wilds of Canada or the western part of our U.S. where black bears live, be cautious right now because they're having one great big dating party, and the males have no sense of humor when it comes to their women. None whatsoever.
Well, hey, you know, well, on certain nights I remember to do something. Never mind. There were those nights, you know, until it was 4 o'clock in the morning, you know.
I do know, absolutely. I hate to say it, Shelley. I don't know how to tell you this, but I consider you a friend and brother. And for you to be so kind and put this collection together for our animal family, as my wife and I said,
it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. I have great respect for what you do, and I hope people will feel the same way and decide to, you know, throw a few bucks your way and get some music at the same time as a little thank you.
Oh, well, It's a fantastic thank you. Dr. Day.
And in the next music collection, it'll be Dr. Day singing Night and Day.
On one foot.
Back by the old Bear Symphony.
Yeah, there we go. Dr.
Well,
Day.
Great show. We were expecting it. It's all about education.
Yes.
It's all about educating the youth.
It always
and,
is.
And the parents, and thank you so much, Shelley, for being so gracious.
My pleasure.
Well, I'll tell you, it was all reminded to us last night. We were at a nature park doing a program, and the gal came up after the program and says, you don't know what that means to these children that are here today and these grown-ups. And we had the biggest crowd that they've had all year, so I was really thrilled about that. You talk about feeding one's ego. That did it. But see those animals.
But it might be the only chance for these children ever have that interaction with live animals like that.
That's right.
It is important.
It is important. And I'm realizing that.
You're a good man.
More.
I don't care what Dr. Day says. You're a good man, Larry Batson.
That's right.
Well, he says a lot of things. Most of them we can't say on this program. That's the problem.
I know. I get the unedited version yesterday, the mail.
I think we need a new spot on the show. What would Shelley Leibowitz say?
Oh, we'll do that.
I thought there is a spot on the show, but weren't you supposed to clean that up, Dr. Day?
You just never know.
Wow. Our guest tonight, Shelley Leibowitz. Next week, we're not here, folks. It's July 4th holiday, so we're taking a little vacation. We'll be back the week after that with Alexandra Holder. We're going to be talking about ghosts and ghost hunting and Amityville horror. And it's going to be really spooky, so you may not want to listen to this show with the lights off. That's all I can say. Folks, you've been listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. Good night,
everybody. Thanks, Shelley.
Good night, guys.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening this week to Larry Batson's Wild World. Be sure to join us again next week at 10 p.m. for more of the latest outdoor and wildlife news and information, along with great tales from your host, world-renowned wildlife expert, Mr. Larry Batson. Tune in again next week for another exciting edition of Larry Batson's Wild World. Larry Batson's Wild World is a Batson Wildlife Educational Services production in association with Blog Talk Radio.